It's time to talk matchups as the Eagles look ahead to Sunday's game at home, Lincoln Financial Field. The Baltimore Ravens coming to town fresh off a 44-13 win over the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday night. Let's take a deeper look at how the Eagles match up with those big bad Ravens. You want to do that? What am I supposed to say? Oh, forget it. So much for that. We were preparing this great piece. Here we go. Oh, okay, cool. Head-to-head, the quarterback position. Joe Flacco, 21 of 29. Great job. 128 passer rating. Michael Vick, we know. All right, so Adam, break it down. What do you think? Flacco and Vick.
Big-time arms, two of the best arms in the National Football League. I think it's interesting that Ron Jaworski says Flacco's got the best arm in the league. You've seen all these quarterbacks. Do you think he's got the strongest arm in the league?
I think he's got a very good arm. I never really saw him. Now, last night really opened my eyes, throwing the ball down the field. Really impressed with that. Threw some balls to the sidelines, good arm strength. But it was always kind of like an intermediate passer to me.
But that was because they didn't have anyone
to
run.
They didn't have the weapons. Right.
Could run.
Right. Yeah. Now, let's just keep that there. Uh-huh. Flacco, how he matches up against the Eagles' defense, and how Vic matches up against the Baltimore Ravens' defense.
Okay, let's talk about Flacco against the Eagles' defense, okay? Now, the difference between, first of all, Bengals have a nice defense. They were improved last season. Eagles potentially are way better because the Eagles have speed like no other. Now, here's an interesting little fact. The Bengals play the wide nine like the Eagles do. But the Eagles have better pass rushers. They have a much better rotation. And the other thing we're seeing here is we're seeing some of the younger DNs get in earlier. We saw Hunt playing base a little bit. Eagles now have this package where Hunt and Tapp come in a little bit earlier in the game. And then later in the game, the starters play. They just finish the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to see that four-man rotation. Another thing we didn't talk about, Dave, is why didn't Graham play?
Played four snaps.
Yeah, I mean, see.
Because this is what I believe.
Yeah.
The dominant performance of Jason Bateman. We'll get into all that. Let's stay on topic
here. But this has something to do with this game, my friend.
Well, head-to-head, we've got Flacco and
I think.
Who do you give the check mark to?
I give the check mark right now to Flacco. I don't think there's any question about it. He's playing better. But I think the Eagles' front four is going to have their way with the Ravens' offensive line.
Okay. And let's talk about then the second part of our head-to-head, the running back position, LeSean McCoy and Ray Rice. Two of the very best in the NFL. I'm not sure that either one of these gets a check mark. They're both terrific players, very similar in their versatility, Adam.
They can. They both catch the football really well. They're almost identical in age. McCoy's a little bit younger. Both just got contract extensions. But what are they bringing to the table for this game? McCoy's more laterally explosive. I don't think there's any question about that. Rice is a stop-and-start guy, an inside runner, extremely versatile, tough, physical. Their game's a little bit different. I think they're both great. I mean, yeah. It's hard to separate both guys, but if the Eagles want to do it, the Eagles screen game will hurt the Ravens' defense.
Now, let's match up Eagles linebackers against Ray Rice, yep. Baltimore linebackers against LeSean McCoy.
Let's talk about the Ravens' linebackers. The thing about Ray Lewis is now he's playing on more downs and he's in better physical shape, but he's older. He's a guy you want to get in coverage. He does not cover very well. This has been on tape. I know Greg Cosell's been telling me that for years.
Mm-hmm.
Teams just attack him. But the thing is, he knew that until he lost the weight. Albert McClellan is starting on the outside. Not their second-round pick from Alabama, which is sort of a surprise to me. So I think the Eagles could take advantage of those guys, but they're really strong against the run. Now, I'm a little surprised that Greenell's got them a little bit last night. I think misdirection worked against them. I think McCoy could do that. I think the windback play, I think you could do a little bit of that. Counterplay, traps. The Eagles are big in the trap game.
Yeah.
I think the Eagles will do that against the Ravens. Not going to be easy. I'm not expecting a lot of big plays, but I want to see a little bit of the screen game because those 3-4 teams, zone blitz, you got to do that.
All right, the Eagles defense against Ray Rice, and this is a game really where we see Akeem Jordan, I think, in the cover game
yes.
against Rice.
Yes, and I think also Kendricks has been so dominant and so explosive. I think the Ravens have to try to get him out of position. Clearly, the Browns couldn't do that. No one did that against him in the preseason. I've been waiting for that. I mean, I give him all the credit in the world. The coaches have done a great job with him. But I would expect the screen game. Rice is a big screen guy. I think you're going to see some of that. They block really well for him. Vontae Leach is really good. I think you're going to see some of that. But the thing is, though, the Ravens' offensive line is changed. They've got three changes. I think the Eagles' speed is going to hit them hard big time because I think they're a little slow in plotting their offensive line.
Okay. So there you go. That's the head-to-head, the Eagles and the Ravens. Should be a great game.